Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
So, I've just wrapped up a call with one of my coaching clients, and the idea of boundaries came up on the call. And reclaiming your power. So I wanted to bust open a conversation about this because I feel like, and it's actually so funny because so often while I'm coaching someone, things will come up that I'm actually actively working on myself, right? So I had recorded a podcast episode recently called Acceptance because it's something that I've struggled with a lot. I have forgotten my power constantly throughout my life. I have looked to others for answers. Right, so I just wrapped a coaching call. Oh my God, I love doing my coaching at the moment. It's like the bee's knees. Anyway, and so often I'll be working on something that with a client that I'm actually actively working on myself. It's so funny how these themes come up. And at the moment, the two big themes that are coming up are the idea of boundaries, which is work that I constantly do, and particularly with women, like so many of us are really terrible at setting boundaries because we don't want to be seen as too emotional or, you know, whatever else goes on. So we're not really as a bitch or whatever, you know, so we don't enforce our boundaries and we're not confident in standing in that. And there's a second element to that, which is power, reclaiming our power. And this is something I am constantly working on because I find myself very easily falling into a victim mindset where I'm powerless to a situation, right? And somebody else has power over me, making me feel like. And I mean, I've done a lot of work over this and feel like I'm in a much better place, but it still happens from time to time where I'll see someone doing something and it that, you know, that I want to do or whatever, and I'll feel resentment or bitterness and forget my own power in the situation. Or, you know, like you're out in public and something happens and, or whatever, you're on a conversation with a friend and they say something and it's not until afterwards that you've processed it that you're like, wow, that was actually quite rude. I wish I'd had noticed that in the moment and could come back, like had a comeback. You know, like when we walk away from a confrontation with someone and we're like, oh, I should have said that. Or I could have said that, but we're in the situation and often we're in this massive flight or fight response or freeze, and we're in primal brain, you know, we're not in the part of the brain that is thinking about alternatives. We're really just in this like survival mode. So, of course, the things that we say aren't necessarily the most coherent and well thought out responses. You know, we're literally in a fight or flight response when we're in confrontation. So yeah, the power piece, right? So about reclaiming your power. So I had given this client an exercise to write an apology, which is a really powerful exercise, from someone who you feel hard done by. You know, someone who you feel has you can't let go of something because you need acknowledgement from them. And this can be small, or it can be really big stuff, right? Your dad treated you like shit and he's dead now. And you're never going to get that apology or that acknowledgement that they've done something to hurt you. And that can be a really hard thing to let go of, right? It can be a really hard thing to let go of. But coming back to that piece of acceptance, the only way to get what we want is to sometimes accept that we don't have it and we might never have it. And it removes the power that it holds over us and shifts us into a place of power. Recognizing that we don't actually need that to live a good life. We want it, which comes from a place of lack. So the idea of writing this letter is that you pick someone who you would like some acknowledgement for something that they've done that hurt you, but you might never get it from them. And it can be just simple, meaningless shit, right? Like Miko, right? He always gets the laundry, pulls it out of the machine, and instead of hanging it up, puts it on my car, and it really pisses me off. And I've told him a bunch of times, but he does nothing about it. He does it again, right? And I could come from a more victim mindset and be like, fuck, you know, like really pissed off. And I do get really pissed off, and I do get really resentful and bitter about it. But then, you know, if Miko was to apologize for it, it loses its sting, right? I remember, I think I actually recorded a podcast about this years ago. I was on the beach and I was walking along the beach and my dog was, you know, a little bit up from me, and he pissed on someone's bag. And like, they were, you know, sitting on the beach and my dog went up and pissed on their bag, and they were fucking angry. And I didn't see it, but this woman came charging down the beach. Oi! Oi! Right? And I turn around and I'm like, what? What? You know, like, is she talking to me? What's going on here? She's like, your dog pissed all over my bag. And a lot of our natural response, if we go into fight mode, is to say, well, it's a fucking dog beach. I've had this scenario happen, not my dog pissing on someone's bag, but in another scenario where another person's dog jumped on Mabel and scratched its leg, and Miko approached the situation from a more confrontational place, and the person came back at them with confrontation. You know? So when that happens, when you get on the defense and you come back from in a confrontational way, you're meeting confrontation with confrontation. And that's explosive. That's completely reactive, and it can lead to an explosive situation, right? But if you meet confrontation with apology or ownership, then it instantly can dissolve the situation. That person just wants to feel acknowledged. They just want to know that what has happened has hurt them in some way. And they want you to see that pain and acknowledge it. So by you going, wow, a fucking dog beach, like, what that actually does is completely diminish that person's feelings. And then they get even more reactive, and then it becomes an explosive situation, right? So the idea of writing an apology from someone who has done you wrong, that you perceive has done you wrong, apologizing for the thing that you perceive they've done wrong to you, actually has the same energetic approach, right? Or effect. Because if you're writing a letter to you from the person apologizing, your logical mind understands that this is just you writing an apology. It might feel a bit weird to be writing an apology from your dad or from some random person on the beach, but your subconscious mind, when it's reading the letter back, actually doesn't know whether you've written it or whether it has been written by the person. It's an apology from that person. And that is enough to sometimes actually allow a level of healing and forgiveness to occur. And so I had said to my client, I think it would be a really powerful, she had something going on with her, and I had said, oh, well, I think it would be a really powerful exercise for you to go and write an apology from this person to you for all the things that they do that piss you off. And we came back a week later and she hadn't done the work, which is totally fine. Sometimes we don't do the work. That's cool. But there's usually a reason why, right? And so I had spoken to her about it and inquired into it. And it turned out that she felt like when she went to write the letter of apology to herself, the things that she wanted to write about seemed so ridiculous. They seemed kind of, you know, superficial and not really big things. It wasn't like he had beaten her or, you know, or even done anything particularly bad. But these things pissed her off. And so I questioned her on that. Like, so what you're doing right now, right, is diminishing how you actually feel, saying to yourself that it's not okay for you to be pissed off that your husband grabs the washing out of the machine and sticks it on top of your car. That's not okay for you to feel that way. When in fact, it's actually totally fine for you to feel that way. Why diminish it? Why not just write the letter of apology, apologizing for getting the washing out and sticking it on your car from your husband, aka my husband? You know? So it's like, and I actually asked her if this was something that happened in other areas of her life. Does she often diminish what is happening to her because it seems small? It seems insignificant. Why would I worry about that stuff? When if we actually give ourselves permission to feel it, if we actually gave ourselves the permission to feel like we deserved an apology for something that really impacted us, but feels a bit maybe small fry, then that is where bigger healing can occur. Because then we're not diminishing all the little things that are going on in our life because they're little. We're actually just owning it and going, this feels shit. And in that, we reclaim our power, because when we realize that, you know, no is a complete sentence, we can say no to people. We can choose how we show up and how we react to things to a certain degree, because we are instinctual beings. But we can train, we can create our own boundaries for ourselves around how we react to things. We can reclaim our power and own the things that we have played a part in. And some things we've played no part in, but we then play a part in it in the confrontation part, right? Like, actually, I mean, I did, I guess, you know, I can own anything. My dog walking on the beach and pissing on someone's bag, he could have been on the lead. It was an off-leash beach, so he had every right to be off the lead, but he was under my control. I wasn't watching him very well because obviously I didn't see him piss on the bag. So I got to own that. I can own that part, right? And I can apologize for that part. And in doing that, it's made the other person feel validated. It's made their insignificant feelings valid. And what happens when we diminish our feelings is that we're actually causing ourselves to feel ashamed. And we know that shame is not a really great feeling, right? And it's not something that we necessarily have to feel. So what if we just take ownership? What if we actually reclaim our power in those situations and show up in a way that makes us feel powerful, not reactive? So, sorry, just cautiously driving here, like the Nana that I am. So I just want you to, I guess I'm inviting you to do a couple of things. More than a couple of things. You pick which one. You pick one. All right. So one is, if there are situations in your life that you feel a little powerless to, and that you feel that someone's doing something to piss you off, try the letter writing exercise. Try the writing a letter from them to you, apologizing for whatever it is, however menial and ridiculous it might seem. Do not judge yourself. This isn't an exercise in judging yourself. This is an exercise in receiving an apology. It's an exercise in you acknowledging yourself. Acknowledging yourself. Get it? Right? Because it's not really about the other person. It's about you diminishing your own feelings, not acknowledging yourself. So, this is an exercise in self-acknowledgement through the apology from someone else. And then I just want you to think about where you can own your power, where you can, you know, own it. Where you can reclaim your power, where you can enforce boundaries, where you can use no as a complete sentence. Anyway, I've just rocked up at my client's house, so that's it from me today. As usual, I invite you to show up, speak up, and that's it from me. Peace out.
The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up, Speak Up community in Facebook, or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.